I'm pretending I'm having a seizure, and I've realised you haven't got a camera.
Yeah, I can't see you. I'm going to turn my video off because I don't like the whole like you just looking at me thing. Feel well, self-conscious.
I feel like I'm in the cupboard. Welcome to 30-something Gamers, Season 2, Episode 17. Thank you very much for joining us. Today, we will go through the games that I've been playing on stream. We'll also have some trivia. Then we're going to talk about the hardest video game characters me and Boxy think we can take down. You can take anyone down with a cake. Then we will finally get on to the amazing Rockbusters, have last episode's answer, and have a new one. How's that all sound to you, Boxy?
It sounds wonderful. Well, you start these podcasts by saying, yeah, we're going to do this, 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 and this. Oh, and then my amazing Rockbuster. You're really trying to plug this as much as you can, aren't you?
The Rockbuster is why people are listening. It's the only reason people are here. And don't try and say it's your trivia. No one cares about your trivia.
You say so.
So as we are going to start off this episode with talking about what I've been playing this week. And I haven't been playing anything on my own.
Hang on. You've missed out one bit which you hold quite passionately to your chest.
I'm not...
Your review plea.
Oh, I've absolutely had it with the review plea. This all I get, right, is you giving a shit, saying that my impressions aren't very good. And then I think we've had one review in, like, 8 episodes. So
yeah.
I don't know why I try anymore. So I'm just not going to.
Thank God.
Oh, well.
Five episodes too late, but, you know, better late than never.
I'm just going to ignore that. I'm going to rise above it, Boxy, like the yeast in a nice loaf of bread. Is it yeast in bread? They rise.
Yep.
I'm rising above you. Anyway, let's go what I've been playing. I've been in two things on stream recently. I've been in Resident Evil 0. My plan was to beat Silent Hill 3 and then do as many as the Resident Evil remakes as I could through October. Guess how many I got done? How many Resident Evil remakes I got done, Boxy?
Well, you probably started all of them, but you probably haven't finished any of them.
Ah, see, that's where you're wrong. I started Resident Evil 0 and I finished it, and now it's the end of October. But can
well done.
Yeah, well, it was longer than I thought. It was like as a spin-off and it wasn't going to be very long. It started out really okay, quite good, on a train, different bit of a setting. And I was really enjoying it. I mean, a train's a really good setting for Resident Evil games, small, especially the old tank control ones, like small corridors, those types of things. And then it just descended to get worse and worse as I went through the game. I wouldn't say it's a terrible game, but there are rumours at the minute that they're remaking Resident Evil 0, and I don't know why. So if you've not played Resident Evil 0, they played with this new mechanic where you'd have two characters and you can swap between them at any point, and you have AI control one. You can tell them to stay with you or you can tell them to stay where they are. And then they could do puzzles where one's over one way, one's in the other way, which I thought, oh, this could be quite interesting. It wasn't. The AI was terrible. Really, really bad when you were trying to fight or run away or anything. It was just harking us back to Resident Evil 5, which is a Shera. She was terrible, but this was even worse. And because they had two characters, this is why I think they've done it, they took away the item box in the save room. So it was basically item management, the game. The final boss was swapping herbs and bullets around in each other's pockets, because if they stand next to each other, you can exchange, because other people have to do different things. But anything that you sort of want to use elsewhere, normally in a Resident Evil game, you put it into a box, you go around, you can go to another save room and pick it up out of there, and it just, although it's unrealistic, it makes the game better, if you know what I mean, because you don't have to leave stuff on the floor and then backtrack, or I've left it, I can't get back to that. And I was just forever having to move the items around. And this is where it got really bad. When I got to the last boss, its first phase took me out a couple of times. But my items were sort of set up wrong. So I had one character in one space, one character in another space. And when I died, I went back a little bit. And what I had to do was rearrange all the items, drop one with one character, pick up some grenades with another, go to another one, drop some shotgun bullets, pick up some herbs, then go to where the last cutscene started. The cutscene magically teleports the other character to you for the final boss fight. And as the boss fight started, I'd have to go into the menu because the two herbs I had, I couldn't mix because only one character could do that. So I'd have to exchange these items around, give them the right weapons, combine two herbs, feed them. And I'm just thinking there's this grotesque queen leech or whatever in front of us. And it's just basically standing there for a few minutes watching as me, me two characters, just sort of sort out their key change and the pockets for 5 minutes. And obviously having to like dying a few times, it was just boiling my piss. So why this one is getting a remake, I don't know. Have you played Resident Evil Zero, Boxy?
It's actually one of the few ones I haven't played. I have got it. I've got the Resi 1 remake and Resi Zero combination pack on PS4. And I keep meaning to play it because I do really like old school Resi in the kind of item management. I mean, to be fair, mate, that doesn't sound too bad to me because I thought the item box that they have in the safe rooms in the original Resi games, like, yeah, it's a good way of collecting all your things and keeping them safe. But the worst thing about those games is when you go out looking for puzzles and things and then you think, oh, I've got the solution to that. Oh, fuck, it's back in the item box in the safe room. I've got to go and trips around the mansion a few more times to figure out where I put it, but only to bring it back again.
What you have to do on this one is, because you can't put items in the item save box, is, oh no, I've got a few items that I need to do. It's my first time through the game. I don't know what I'm going to need. I've got two choices. I'll leave it in the middle of a room randomly and probably forget where it is, although they do show up on the map, but it could be randomly hard place to get. Or I'll just put all my ammo and weapons on the floor and carry around all these items and have no bullets or weapons and again have to travel back to get them. Honestly, I didn't realise how much the save box, the item box, sorry, on the Resident Evil games was essential in the old school Resis, and still until I started playing this one. Honestly, give it a go. The first part of the game, when you, it doesn't really matter because you haven't got a whole load of items, I thought it was good. But as well, it starts off in the train and it's quite different. And then you go to a mansion, not Spencer Mansion, but you go to a random mansion in the middle of nowhere with a secret laboratory underneath it. That's a new area, isn't it? That's somewhere we've never explored. So anyway, I played that.
No, it's definitely one I really want to play because I love the original Resi remake game. And I think that really taps into the survival element of those games because, yeah, it is frustrating and it is kind of annoying, but it does put your adrenaline up and it does make you think a little bit more and there's a bit of strategy involved. So I will play it and I'll probably agree with you that it probably will get a bit frustrating, but it sounds interesting. It sounds like they're experimenting a bit with new ideas, and clearly a lot of them didn't work because they didn't bring any of that back in the later ones.
You can experiment with shit, you just get brown fingers, don't you? So have a go. Just honestly, you'll not enjoy it. Anyway, the other game I played only for a couple of hours, I got a free code for the new Jurassic Park, Jurassic World Extinct Evolution 3, oh, yeah. The new one, that's, it's like basically like you create your Jurassic Park like a Park Builder 1. I got a code for that, so I played that on the day that it came out and for a few hours, and it was quite cool. I played two a bit hours of the game, and I was still technically in the tutorial mode. It was holding me hand, so I can't give a real review of it. But they do have challenges, and the first challenge is basically like Pokemon Snap. You drive around in this buggy and you got to take photos of dinosaurs and you get money for it. Oh, yeah. I had so much fun with it. It was so cool. I always thought
like Jurassic Park was an IP that they just never cracked with video games. And I know there's the evolution ones where they're the park builders and things like that, but there's just such a good idea there for just an action game. And I know kind of Turok did it, but I don't think there's any massively decent Jurassic Park games.
Not like hugely. I know we're going to have loads of people in the comments going, oh, well, the one of them make it. But I know what you mean. The same. I think a few of the arcade games I really liked, like the light gun games. But in regards to console ones, I can't really think of any great ones that like sort of, I mean, like Dino Crisis. Dino Crisis should have been like, just do this with Jurassic Park, basically, isn't it? It's Resident Evil. There's so many different genres I think you could make from that Jurassic Park as well, like your survival horror, your adventure and stuff like that. So
there's Jurassic Park Trespasser. Do you remember that one?
No, what was that one?
It was on PC and it was hugely ambitious for the time. It kind of played around with a physics engine. I think it was before Half-Life, from what I remember. So
did you have like an arm? And
yes.
You move the arm independently to pick stuff up and things.
Yes, and to look at your health, you had to look. You play as a lady, and you look down at your chest, and there is a heart tattoo on your boob, which kind of slowly went down.
That's
you got hurt.
That's how I check my health when I've been out all night. And I've had a few pints, and I've had I'm in a shop with a kebab. I look down at my breasts to see the little heart tattoo and see how it's been damaged.
See if there's any sick or gravy on your chest.
Normally.
Time to go home, Tom.
Yeah. that is what I've been playing at the minute. Which brings us on to Boxy's favourite theme tune and your favourite theme tune too. It is time for trivia. Boxy, take it away.
Wonderful. Da 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 da. I have a story to tell you. Retro Revival was a lad from the north, born and bred where the rain came in from the side. He loved nothing more than sitting in front of the telly, thumbing away at his little joystick, though truth be told, he hadn't a clue what he was doing. This kid wouldn't know a video game if it paid him in meat pies. But one grey Tuesday, Miss Atkinson asked him in class, "Retro, love, you like video games? What's the name of that plumber in red hat?" Retro stood up, chest puffed like he just scored a goal at Hillsborough, and with admirable confidence screamed, "How am I supposed to know that?" So yes, this is trivia.
Wait. I'm loving the little story. I'm loving the effort, considering on last useless microtransaction, you said, I don't give a fuck what it's called. You clearly Googled football grounds to get Hillsborough, didn't you?
Yes, I did. And unfortunately, I was toying with it because everything to do with Hillsborough just comes up with Hillsborough disaster.
Why did you not search for Sunderland's ground?
Well, I was making a point of like saying that you don't live around.
No, you weren't. you typed in famous football grounds and Hillsborough was everywhere because there was a disaster there many years ago. So that came up in all the top searches, yes?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, okay, right. Let's get on the trivia.
Flowed well, though, as a sentence. So, yes, this is trivia. This is my favourite part of the podcast, where we find out whether Retro is a true gamer or whether he's one of these posers who thinks that Katamari is when you run out of squid, so you decide to deep fry the cat. Now, good, isn't it?
It is. My uncle, for years, he used to go to Greece every single year, and he went to the same little shop and to buy a newspaper, as you did back in the day. And every morning, in Greek, good morning is Kalimera. And he would go in every morning and just shout Kalamari at them. And I noticed this when I started working over in Greece. And I went in, I went, "Why are you saying Kalamari?" He went, "Oh, I've done it for years, every morning. I'm one of the locals. It means good morning." It's like, you're basically shouting squid at them for 10 years. You've been going to this poor Greek man's shop, shouting squid and then leaving. No wonder you get your paper for free.
Yeah, he probably went down well. Yeah. They probably get that every day of their lives.
Yeah.
Bless them.
Yeah.
So this week we are looking at video game titles and the differences that there are between the UK and the United States.
Ah, right.
So games are called one thing in the UK and they're called something completely different in the US. So I'm going to ask Tom... I'm going to give Tom the UK name of video game, and you have to guess what it was called in America.
Okay. I like,
sound
I
easy?
Like the sound of this. I like the sound of this.
Okay. There were some pretty easy ones, so I have gone a little bit roguer. So we'll see how you do. You've got six, because some of them are quite interesting. So let's see how we get on. Mm-hmm. Okay, question one. Project Zero.
Project Zero is known as Fatal Frame.
Yeah, well done.
So it's I remember that because I at the end of my PlayStation 2's life cycle, which is the reason I have to buy a new one, I got mine with a dodgy case on so I could play the copies. and I got from the car boot man, I got Fatal Frame, which is the horror game where you have to take photos of ghosts to sort of kill them. Yeah. And it was called Fatal Frame rather than Project Zero because it was the same reason why people probably think people Bullies called wasn't called Can I Scan and Edit, because it just got the cover off online and it was the Fatal Frame one. So there you go. An anecdote to spice up your boring trivia.
It's not boring, mate. Okay, next one. Mystic Quest.
Mystic Quest. I should know this. Is that something a mana? No?
Nope.
Is it Mystic Quest? Was that the first Final Fantasy?
Ooh.
Final Fantasy 3.
It's Final Fantasy Adventure.
Right, I knew it was a Yeah. Can I have half a point for Final Fantasy?
Is Final Fantasy Adventure the first one?
See, this is where it gets hard. The original Final Fantasies didn't come out in the UK. And then in the States, they started to come out, but they numbered them differently. So Final Fantasy VI, which we all know as now, came out as Final Fantasy III in the States. So it's all very complicated. And I'm a big Final Fantasy fan. But to be honest, I don't really care. So
I think
Final
Fantasy Adventure is a 1991 action game for Game Boy.
Sounds like a Game Boy spin-off, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You were trying to catch me up with a Final Fantasy one there. I'm going to go, oh, you're not a Final Fantasy fan, weren't you?
Well, yeah, because, I mean, to be fair, I have asked you quite a few Final Fantasy questions, and you've got many of them right.
Oh, yes, so. I do. Right, move on.
Probotector. Sounds like a Johnny.
Is that Probotector for the Mega Drive? SNES?
I think it was across both of them.
I think you'll find... Is that Contra... Is it Hardcore?
It's just Contra. So just all the Contra games in the UK, I believe, were called Probotector.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And I knew that they had a ridiculous name. Why change to Probotector? Like, yeah. Contra is such a badass name. It's like a great name for a game. Probotector, it's too much in the mouth. You know about this, Boxy. You've had too much in your mouth before. You just need the right size in there.
Probotector does sound like some walk-off dildo. So,
doesn't it?
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Anyway, yeah. Question... You're doing well. Mm. You got all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's not good, is it? Question four. Shadow Warriors.
Ooh, Shadow Warriors. Can I have an era? Like a console?
NES.
Are we talking a big title?
Yeah.
Shadow Warriors. Right, I'm going to go for a punt for another game that I know came out later on. I'm going to go for Shinobi?
No, you're not far off. It's Ninja Gaiden.
Ninja Gaiden. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, so Ninja Gaiden. I'm sure Ninja Gaiden's called Ninja Gaiden on the Master System. It might be the NES version they changed the name of.
Yeah, I think it was the NES.
Yeah. I went with Shinobi because... There's a Shinobi game later on in the Mega Drive called Shadow Dancer, and I just thought I might have linked in someone there, but obviously I don't know why I'm telling you because I was wrong.
I don't even know why I don't really understand why they changed the names cross seas. Is it just because they think?
Well, you work in marketing, don't you? Some sort of marketing shit you do. I don't know. I don't pay.
Well, the only thing I can think of is that they don't think it will resonate with the audience, yeah. Which is why we said that Harry Potter changed Philosopher's Stone to Sorcerer's Stone.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think Fatal Frame is a better title than Project Zero, personally.
Yeah. I do. It'd be people getting paid lots of money and they'll have to go, oh, we need to make sure, like, we prove that we're worth our money. So we'll say, oh, well, Fatal Frame won't go down well in the UK because there's lots of framing industries in the UK that went out of business. So what we've done is we've called it Project Zero because everyone like, Zero, ooh, mysterious. And then actually it's just bullshit. They're just trying to sort of show why their job needs to exist when it doesn't.
Yeah, and Project Zero don't really mean anything, whereas Fatal Frame kind of taps into the theme anyway. Okay, next one. Sly Raccoon.
Sly Cooper.
Does that need more than that?
and the Thieves of Tomorrow or something? So Thievius Maximus?
Oh, so close. Sly Cooper and the Thievius Raccoonus.
Oh, well, I'm taking that one. I thought that was an easy... Because I was going to mention an easy one, and I thought I'm not, in case he's going to do it, because you said you chose random ones, but Sly Raccoon's a really easy one to go for.
Well, clearly not, because you didn't get it.
Oh, you asked us for the title. The title that came is Sly Cooper, and it has a little undergarment, and I didn't get the undergarment. You can bother about the undergarments if you want. I'll
see. It's not the undergarment, it's the title.
It's not, man.
You can't just say Harry Potter when you're referring to one of the films.
I'd say the first Harry Potter.
No, because that's not the title.
The first Sly Cooper game, please. Can I have? Someone in the shop's not going to go, oh, wait a minute, I don't know which Sly Cooper you mean. Have you got any fake fucking Latin so I know which game to get?
No, that is the title.
It's not.
You can't just say Indiana Jones. Well, which fucking Indiana Jones?
The one with his dad in.
Anyway, no, you're not getting it.
I don't know. I mean, we never add up the points anyway. You just bullshit that I get less than I did. Come on, the next one. Are we on the last one?
We're on the last one.
Come on.
Cooler World. Remember that game?
Yes. I do remember it more because when I do collection streams, people always ask to see it. Oh, this is one you won't have, Cooler World. I have no idea really what that was called. I don't know if you want to give us some sort of Rockbuster video game. I've got Video Game Buster, sorry, copyright. Clue to get it, because I don't think I've got a Scooby-Doo.
When you're done having sex.
Come. Why? Regret.
Roll away.
Oh, roll away. So you could not grief my... If that's your video game, you can't grief mine. Rockbusters, by Video Game Busters, if that's yours. Is this called Roll Away?
Roll Away.
Oh, I don't know. Well, can I add a bonus question for you?
Yeah, go for it.
Do you? Because I thought this is an easy one you weren't going to put in. Do you know why we didn't get Star Fox and we got Star Lilac Wing?
It was Lilac Wars, wasn't it? Or is that Star
Fox? Lilac Wars 64. So it was Star Fox 64 in the States. And we got Lilac Wars 64. Do you know why we didn't have Star Fox in Europe? There's a clue.
No, I actually don't.
There was a German company called Star Vox, VOX. And the Nintendo thought people would get mixed up. I don't know whether they just didn't know how big the company was. Maybe they were huge in Germany, but they just changed all the European releases to not be close to that name. So it was because of it. I don't even know what Star Vox does.
No idea. But I always thought Lilac Wars was I love the game, but it's a stupid title.
Well, no, it's not. It's Wars in the Lilac system.
Yeah, but Star Fox.
Yeah, but you know Star Fox is good. But you're not going to call it Star Wing 64. Star Wing's a bit shit as well.
Yeah, but Star Fox is kind of like, it's the brand, isn't it? It's the character. Yeah,
but it had never been called Star Fox at that point in Europe.
Lilac Wars is just another word for Star Wars. Yeah. Another phrase for Star Wars.
Yeah. And it's ridiculous because one of the levels is not a Star Wars ripoff, but it is an Independence Day ripoff. So they should have called it Lilac Day.
Oh, is that when you have to take out the pillars from the spaceship? And the
pillars? And if you don't, it takes out the big building like Independence Day. Yeah. Right. Come on then. How many did I get?
Yeah. No! So we have to do a Slippy Toad impression.
No! We don't, do we?
You got, I don't know, 2 out of 13. Let's move on. You did quite well. You got 1, 2, 3.
No, I didn't get 3. I'm more than 3. All right, I'm not bothered because you fudge the numbers every week. Right, just give us a theme tune so we can move on.
You got Fatal Frame. You got
Sly Cooper.
Final Fantasy.
Got Final
you
Fantasy.
Got Contra. You did not get Sly Cooper.
Right, people aren't listening to this podcast to listen. You be a little bitch. Just give your theme tune and let's move on. You cuntiest Maximus.
Da, 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 da. You're being a little bitch, son.
You didn't even try to be Macam there. You are just leaning into Yorkshire every single time now. Right. So this week, me and Boxy have been thinking about the two hardest video characters, but that we think we could take in a fight. So we're not talking, oh, who's the most powerful. We're talking about who could Boxy and who could Retro beat in a fight one-on-one. Boxy, I'll allow you to go first. Who are you taking out?
In researching this, there weren't many. I'm not much of a bro, gym bro fighter sort of type.
You don't
surprisingly.
See it.
Have you been in a fight, Tom?
No comment.
That's a yes then. I'm very good at talking myself out of fights, but never actually been in a one fully. I never had a nosebleed or, so this was quite difficult. I mean, one person I could definitely take out would be Lester the Unlikely.
Yeah, but surely, is that the guy in the wheelchair? Is that?
No, it's not the guy in the wheelchair. He had his own game.
Oh, yes, I know. You know who I was thinking about? I think I was thinking about someone from Grand Theft Auto in your heist team called Lester.
No.
Lester the Unlikely is the SNES game, isn't it? Which he's like a really bad character.
He's like the most stereotypical dork on the planet.
Well, that's not a brag, is it, that you could take him out?
Well, no, but I wanted to say at least somebody I know for sure.
All right, okay.
But what a brave idea for a game. I mean, I just used that to talk about Lester the Unlikely because it's such an interesting game.
All right, okay.
You know, in that game, you're on an island and the enemies are literally like tiny crabs and things like that, and you literally walk at a snail's pace. And if anything comes along which spooks you, he runs directly back to the start of the level and you have to do it all over again. It's such a weird shit game.
I thought you were going to say that would be a brave idea for a game, beating up someone in a wheelchair. So two ideas there you can take and run with if you want, if you're a game developer out there.
The first one I thought of, and there are a lot of kind of dads in video games, and a lot of them I can't beat up. Joel, Kratos, but I think I could probably take on Ethan from Heavy Rain.
All right, okay. I feel like he's got more balls than you, though. Like he'll cut off his own finger. He'll drive the wrong way down a motorway. I can't see you doing that. So he'd be like Homer Simpson, the boxing fight. If you keep punching him, if as long as you tell him that his son's going to live if he doesn't get knocked out, I feel like he'd keep consciousness.
I think I would do just the same as Ethan would do if I was in that situation. I would cut off my fingernail to save my son. I would drive 10 miles over the speed limit.
Over the speed limit, you rebel.
I would crawl over broken confetti to get to him. fair enough. He's very brave, I guess. But there is still something a bit weak about him.
Yeah.
So I feel like we would have a good one, a good knockabout.
All right, okay. Would you make him shout Jason at you as you do it?
I just taunt him, just like, oh, where's Jason? Hey, mate.
Psychological warfare.
You forgot to pay that clown. Oh. Yeah.
Well, one of my honourable mentions was a guy in a wheelchair. It was... wait until I do it. It's not that bad. It was... he called Time from Metal Gear Solid 3? The old sniper? The end.
He's not in a wheelchair.
He is for most of the game.
He
conserves all his energy for his final sniper fights or whatever, then wakes up. Yeah.
So is this on the basis of you being out in the open and then chasing him down, or is this face-to-face, one-on-one?
It's on the basis of... there was a special thing in Metal Gear Solid 3 where if you started the fight with the end and saved it, if you didn't play on the game for a week, when you came back, when you loaded the game up, a cutscene would start automatically and he died of old age. So I'm pretty sure I could hide in a bush and eat my own piss and shit for a week and then say that I took out the greatest sniper of all time. But I thought that was a bit of a cheat because I'd have to hide the whole fight. I can look like a bush. Can you?
I was actually in the cadets back in the day, so I'm very well versed
You
in
definitely were.
camouflage.
Cadets is like the least manly thing that people who want to be manly do.
I had to do it. It was mandatory at boarding school.
Oh, well, I'm gonna leave that one. Christ, that's our next breakdown episode when the PTSD kicks in. So, the first one I went for was Final Fantasy. You'll not be surprised to
Ugh.
know. Was a character from Final Fantasy VII called Cait Sith. This one I basically picked because I fucking hate the character. He's comic relief where it's not needed. That isn't funny. He's like a razor blade in your cornflakes. He's just a dick. Firstly, as well, basically it's a suit. It's not a person. It's being controlled. It's a big white blob of shit with a little cat on the top. So it's not even real. So I take that out. The power is on the bottom, a power bottom, one might say. In the big white, I think it's supposed to be a fucking Moogle, but it's slow as shit, so I could run circles around that. And then the speed is on the top, is this little cat with a megaphone, and I could easily fucking volley a cat through a window. And I just hate it's a game I love so much, and I hate the character. Oh, and when it comes to that in Final Fantasy, any Moogles with these little white pieces of shit. You don't need to be in the game. Fuck off. And they should have just made horses in Final Fantasy. Why'd I have to ride a massive chicken? Chocobos get on me tits as well. So any three of them, I'll knock the shit out of them.
I didn't understand a word of that. Right.
Rages in Mackham.
Yeah. But 1 minute talking about a guy and then some chickens to, I don't know. So is this person
He's one
must
of your
be, or
main
is it?
characters. He's like one of your characters. Luckily, with Final Fantasy VII, you pick your party out of a selection of characters and you can leave them. But he's just shit. And not only is he shit and like he's not needed, and you've got this dark, like gritty story of the end of the world and gene mutation and. And then there's a big fucking fluffy toy in your party who you pick up from a theme park who's a dick. As well, he's a dick. He steals something off. He's actually working for the enemy. He steals something off you, and then just is like, "Well, I'm gonna steal. You can't get rid of us." He's a cunt.
Well, you have some very strong opinions on this, clearly.
Yeah. So this first one was more. I sort of veered away from who I think I could take out, but who I really want to.
You
So
really want to fucking
yeah,
knock out?
yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's interesting. I mean, the one person I really want to knock out, but I don't think I'd win, is Frank West in Dead Rising 4. Because I love Frank West in Dead Rising 1, but they truly fucked him up in Dead Rising 4. But he's still like quite strong, and I don't think I'd have much of a chance in that fight,
No, I
which is
don't
a
think
shame.
you'd.
So I just have to stand quite far away and shout abuse at him through a megaphone. But the next one I've gone for, I think, I mean, it's a bit awkward because he's a police officer. But saying if he didn't have his rank and he didn't have his authority, then I think it'd be a good fight. Cole Phelps from L.A. Noire.
All right, okay. He's dead at the end, isn't he? So don't worry about his rank.
Spoiler. No, I think it would be quite a good battle of wits, you know, because he likes a good interrogation, and I think it would just be quite cool. I
So it
think it
wouldn't
would
be a
not.
fight. It would be like a Monkey Island insult fight.
Yeah, a battle of the brain, you
Would
know.
you both pick up sticks but then just wank them off instead of actually hit each other with them?
Yeah, Cole, why do you spend so much time wanking off beer bottles?
Well, they are quite. So, was that again? Was that I could take him, and I don't like him. Do you not like him as a character?
I don't mind him, but he does have that kind of energy of like the guy at work or at school who just tries way too hard, and he's not a team player who's only really out for himself, and there's something a bit squitty about him. So, or like he's presented as the poster boy, as he does no wrong, but he's actually quite a,
Flawed, yeah.
yeah, because he
Yeah.
like cheats on his wife and he is a little bit corrupt in some areas. So, and for, I think, I mean, I applaud Rockstar for not giving him the physique and the kind of alpha bro personality for a leading character. But I think it would be a good match. And I think when, because if you play L.A. Noire, sometimes like I do, where you, in the interrogations, you make everything kind of chill and hunky-dory, just like, yeah, that's fine, we kind of believe you, and then just go straight into the doubt, lying, and the conversations just escalate so quickly. So I think I'd be a laugh.
It's almost like the person on the podcast who has a degree in English literature doesn't know what noir means, and a flawed, not bro-tastic character in a game that's called LA Noir is strange. Sorry about that. Sorry about Boxy. We'll
What
try
are
and
you
fix that in the
getting at?
future. What?
What do you mean by that?
Well, you're talking about the main character saying, oh, well, but he's flawed and he's not. I applaud them for not doing this. It's called LA Noir. He's like a typical detective noir character, main character that you would have in any noir title. Not
Yeah, but
special.
the title's called L.A. Noir, not Cole Noir.
Yeah, but. Okay. Right, let's move on. Let's agree to
No, no, no,
disagree.
no, no,
Let's
no.
agree to
Let's tap
disagree.
into this because you
Oh,
seem to
got a
be
third.
ragging on my third,
Yeah, so
so.
any detective noir sort of literature or film or anything you see, your main character will be a flawed individual. It's not going to be your perfect angel. He has his heart in the right place, but he's actually flawed. He's alcoholic or he's this, that, and the other. That's every noir detective there's ever been.
Yeah,
Yeah,
but
right.
I'd
Okay,
say
let's move on then. Just stop your shit.
the noir refers more to the city of LA in that the crimes happen, the corruption, the totalitarian government, the
Yeah, but
media.
if right, if you had any noir story, it's about the city, the government, about. But your main character's not going to be a whiter than white, squeaky clean person. It's always going to be someone flawed. That's the whole point of a light and dark story.
Yeah, but that's how his peers see him.
You
He's
like to
the
try and
principal
sound
thing.
smart, and you're just full of shit.
Okay. They
Right,
know
let's
this whole.
move on. Let's move
This
on.
podcast is a battle of somebody who's trying to
A battle of
talk,
wits against
debate
shits, and
properly,
I haven't got the wits, and you've got the shits,
and the
and I can
loud,
talk over
obnoxious
you.
person who just obnoxiously talks over me and just shouts louder.
You finished with your shit?
Yeah, what's next?
Okay, so my final person that I think I could take is Gordon Freeman from the Half-Life series.
No, you wouldn't. What are you on about?
Absolutely, he's
You
a
are not going to
scientist.
take down
He's a
Gordon
scientist.
Freeman.
I've got to be able to take a scientist out. He's like 100 times more geeky and nerdy than us.
Mate, he takes down alien colonies. What
Yeah,
the fuck are
right.
you going to do?
Take
Throw
away
a
his
pie at
weapons,
him?
take away his gravity gun, take away his HEV suit, and I take him one on one, naked, oiled up. He's going down.
Mate, I don't want to hear about your lucid dreams.
I would definitely
No,
take him
you would
out.
not take.
Well, there's either two situations. I have the same weapons as him, or we both have no weapons, and I could take him either way.
Gordon Freeman would fuck you up, mate.
We would
He's
not.
got that crowbar. He's going to dig into
Well,
your
that's what I'm
asshole
saying.
and he's
Either
going
we
to.
don't have a weapon, or I have a crowbar as well. Have you seen me swing a crowbar? I grew up in Sunderland.
that your first toy as a child?
It was. I actually had to get a crowbar to open the box that had a crowbar in it.
There you go.
Yep.
Right. So you think you can take down the man who single-handedly kind of stopped an alien invasion?
Because he's clever. Nothing to do with his manliness. Have you seen him? He's like a beanpole. I'd snap him. I'd sit on him. I'd sit on him.
He always reminded me of like he could be like a mafia godfather. I always thought Gordon Freeman because he's got the brains and he's got the strategy and the
I'd definitely
foresight.
take him out. Well, let us know in the comments whether you think you could take. Whether I could take out Gorman Freeman. Fucking hell. If you think I could take out Gordon Freeman, and also let us know in the comments who do you think you could take out realistically. I mean, Boxer, you went really realistic. Like you picked what a dad and an alcoholic detective who, at the age of fighting, if he'd stayed alive, would be easily in his 90s.
Well, that
So.
was what we were trying to do. We said
But
people who we thought.
surely there's some characters harder than them. You can, even if you don't actually beat them, you believe in yourself.
Yeah, but I can't. What the fuck you? I can't fight anybody. What do you think?
Oh,
The only weapon I've got is my razor sharp wit. Hey,
fuck. And we've all
I thought
heard
I was.
how razor sharp that is the last 27 episodes.
I thought I could also take down Alan Wake.
Yeah, he's just a book nerd, isn't he?
Yeah, I think that would be quite a a fair fight.
But you do shine a flashlight in your eyes. Ooh.
No shadows round here, dickhead.
Yeah, just fight him in the day. It'd be shit. Anyway, on to our final segment of the show. You'll be happy to hear. It is our fabled video game buster. And I have to keep remembering to say video game buster. Because if you say rock buster, we might get them for copyright. Anyway, last week's game buster, which will be a cryptic clue towards a game, was this gazpacho is disgusting. I'd rather a lamb made of beef. And that refers to a very well-known video game. Boxy. Now, I know that you got this because you were so excited that you got that quickly. As soon as you finished recording with me, you blurted it out straight away. So, Boxy, do you want to tell us and break down this gazpacho was disgusting? I'd rather a lad made of beef.
First of all, because I haven't listened to the published episode of the latest one, because originally, as soon as you said it, I just said the answer, and I was really hoping you'd keep it in the recording.
No, I did not. I took it out.
Well, just so everyone knows, there was a bit at the end of the last episode where I was just like, it's this, don't bother thinking about it.
Well, hopefully our listeners listen to more than you, because it's not right at the end, it's actually about 5 minutes from, so it just goes silent for a little bit, and then I explain that you've just given away the answer like a dickhead.
Okay, so here we go. Gazpacho, soup.
Yep.
Beef, lamb, it's super meat boy.
What a terrible... You can't even describe the answer well. This gazpacho soup is disgusting. Soup, I'd rather a lad made of beef, meat boy, super meat boy. Hey. So it was a nice easy one last week. So I've had to zhuzh it up a little bit. Okay. So, are you ready?
I'm ready.
You got your pen?
Yeah.
Work out this clue.
Hold on. Let me...
I'm just going to say it. This podcast isn't for you. It's for everyone else. I'm just going to go for it. You ready?
Yeah.
The mafia's leader can always open up people's hearts to a line of levity and enjoy following each other.
Jesus. Say that again.
The mafia's leader can always open up people's hearts to a line of levity and joy following each other.
Okay. The only one I've got is the first word.
Right, okay. Don't give it away. Like you did last week. You've done that joke. No one liked it. If you think you know it, pop it down in the comments. And we will, next week, unearth what that ancient historical... I don't know where I'm going with this. I'll tell you the answer. That's all for this week. Boxy, got any magical words of wisdom to say before we go into the ether?
Only that we just had Halloween, so I hope you all had a scary time. And just a parental thought, because my son was asking, can we go trick-or-treating? And part of me is like, absolutely not, because we train our children to not knock on randomers' doors and accept sweets from strangers. But fuck all that for one day of the year. It's an absolute free-for-all. What do you think?
Well, me and the boy are going to go trick-or-treating because we'll get free sweets, and the missus has a really cool costume of a UFO out of an umbrella.
Oh, very good. Oh, and we went pumpkin picking
other day. Bullshit. People keep telling us
what
that.
What a waste of time that is.
And they're more expensive than the supermarket, then just go to the supermarket and spend more quality time at home carving them and having fun and watching some of the seminal films like The Godfather 2 rather than being in a cold field picking up orange fucking vegetables off the ground and then getting charged by a farmer who's dead in the eyes because the weather and the government are against them.
Yeah, well, apparently the family bonding time is walking around a fucking swamp for 45 minutes looking at rancid pumpkins that are five times more expensive than you can get them in Spa. So, yeah.
Lovely. Well, thank you for that. I asked if you had any words of wisdom. There's no one listening to this podcast at all for parental advice, and there's definitely no one that lasted after 10 minutes that's looking for parental advice ever. So thank you for being useless as ever, and we'll hopefully catch you on the next episode.
See you later.
I will edit that out. Viewers who you're listening now, he's just given me the answer for the Rockbuster. He's a dickhead. Bye.
Bye.